Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro on a windy, cold Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles getting over all of the trauma and the concern from the weekend past. Now looking ahead at the New York Giants. And on this show, in just a little bit here, we'll meet with Nick Foles, new Eagles quarterback. Well, an old Eagles quarterback, but new to the season as the starter in studio. Mike Quick also joins me for our first look at the New York Giants, a struggling football team. But first, let's go back to Sunday, the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. What a game it was against the L.A. Rams. We've got Brent Celek all mic'd up.
Let's go, Fipper! They're going to get the whole thing today.
Whole thing!
Hey, let's do it! Let's do it! Flying V! Hey!
We ain't done. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, Fletch. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Here we go.
Hey, be ready for. Hey, listen. Be ready for some bull right now. All right.
Let's go, man.
Be ready for it, and then get back, flip your hips, and let's take this to the house. Four on three. One, two, three. Score. Hey, let's do this. Hey, we've been here before.
Let's do it, man.
Nick, great throw. Hey, way to be a dog. Hey.
We'll go get another one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's get some points.
Big dog, let's go. Hey, 3-1. Go get them back. Let's go. They don't score, they don't win. Let's go.
We welcome you into the studio. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with quarterback Nick Foles, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Nick, just off the field here, first practice as a starting quarterback here in 2017. How's it feel?
Feel great. Body feels great. Mind's ready to roll.
This year, an interesting situation, Nick. I mean, I've known you for a long time here. Coming in, being the backup, I wonder how all of that has helped you for this moment.
Yeah, I mean, coming here, I knew my job was to be Carson's backup, to help Carson any way possible. We have a great quarterback room, Carson, Nate, and I. So, I mean, we go to work every day early. We're here. We do everything together. So, you learn a lot. You know, I've learned a lot from Carson. I've learned a lot from Nate. They've learned from me. And so, like, up to this point, like, you lean on that. I mean, you just continue the growth. I mean, the DNA of this team is set. And now you plug yourself in. Let's go.
Has the way you've prepared changed over the years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it all goes back to, like, the quarterback room and how you get together and, like, what you want your schedule to be. Everyone has a base way. It's just you're going to tweak when you do it and maybe certain film you watch at different times. But, this year is a little bit different than what I did in Kansas City. But all in all, you're getting the same prep amount of work.
Do you feel like you are just completely ready for this moment, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to roll. Yeah. I'm excited to be here. This is why I came back here. I came back to be a part of this team. You never want this situation to happen. I love Carson to death, but I also know he's got my back and that he's going to heal and he's going to be back to his MVP self. And I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to lead this team, and we're ready to go out there and play.
How about the feeling of being in the pressure moment again? I mean, it had to be exhilarating for you.
You know, there's no other feeling than being in a pressure moment like that, going in the fourth quarter, those situations on the road against your old team. I mean, it's the adrenaline you feel, and you really just have to, like, you know, take a deep breath, get back to the moment, and just know, hey, we're just gonna go out there, move this ball, let's get some points, let's win this thing.
So. Do you remember the win you had against Tampa Bay back in 2012, your first win? Do you remember games?
Yeah, I mean, that one, that was my first win in the NFL.
And Jeremy Maclin touchdown pass?
Yeah, at the end. I remember going to the sidelines, talking to coach. That was the play I wanted to call, and he let me call it. Just that feeling. I mean, that was a tough year, you know. And fortunately, I got to, you know, I love playing for Coach Reed. Got to play for him last year. I think I walked in one day and Matt Nagy was playing that last series on it, so I got to watch me as a rookie. But there's nothing like that. Your first win, going into a game, and even being in year six, going into a game like that, there's just nothing like stepping on the field and into the huddle and the pressure situation.
Have you been told of the similarities 1990 of the Giants and Jeff Hostetler and you? Have you been told this one?
No.
So the Giants were 11-2. Sims goes down. Jeff Hostetler comes in. Hostetler was a third-round draft pick. Hostetler was a sixth-year player. Took the Giants, and they won the Super Bowl, man.
Wow.
It has been. It doesn't matter at all to you, does it?
No, it doesn't. Well, it's a great story.
It's a great story.
I like the story. But
hey, Nick, I wonder, how do you think defenses will try to attack you?
That is the question we will find out on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we're preparing. We're watching the film. I'm sure they'll have a couple new pieces to the puzzle. Teams always, you know, have one or two things they want to show a quarterback that's different than you see, and that's where you just play, you use your eyes, you react. So we'll see on Sunday.
How this 2013 playoff run, winning the division, all that helped you for 2017?
I think just knowing that, you know, you've been in this city, you've played for the Eagles, you know, I played with a lot of these guys. So they know what I'm like in the huddle, and that chemistry is very helpful as opposed to going to a new team, and they've never seen you in a huddle. So just talking in the huddle, talking to the guys, looking in the eyes, that's something that they got to get used to, but a lot of these guys have already seen me, so, you know, ahead of the curve there.
One of the things, mantras here, is just do your job, so there's no sense that Nick Foles has to come in here and carry the team on your back, right?
And that's the big thing, and that's it's so easy to say, and I'm stressed, like, in my opinion, Carson's the MVP. Like, I love him. I think he's awesome, and he's had an amazing year. But the thing is, we have so many guys on this team that have helped us win, our defense, our special teams, guys on offense, our running game, our O-line, and Carson's a piece of that puzzle. But our guys have stepped up. That's how we've won games. That's why we're 11-2. There's plenty of offense in the league that are good offenses, but they don't have the complete team, and they're not winning teams. So you have to build that atmosphere. You have to be well-coached, have the players. So as a quarterback stepping in this position, it's like, all right, I just got to play ball. I got to worry about my job, and that, you know, my job is, you know, quarterback's a little bit more than some, but yeah. It's just leading this team and being confident and going out there and just playing fast.
Doing what you've done your entire career.
That's it.
Nick Foles, thanks so much for joining us. Nick Foles in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's, introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders, irresistibly delicious and made with 100% white meat chicken. Try a four-piece at the introductory price of $3.
A hero to me is somebody that acts without hesitation.
Helps someone in need, helps a community in need.
Do what is right, whether somebody's watching or not.
Somebody selflessly doing something for others.
That's what a real life hero is.
Somebody that lives their life
trying to help somebody.
Ordinary people.
Willing to answer the cry.
Anybody who can show signs of courage. Really anybody.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm joined now by the great Mike Quick, the Hall of Famer. Welcome in, Mike. How are you?
I'm well.
All rested after that trip? It's midweek now. We're looking at the New York Giants.
Let's look at the Giants. I'm rested now.
We will, but first, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, we've got a three-game season right in front of us here. Third game on the road. We'll talk about the Giants in a moment.
Yep.
How much will these last two games, Raiders, Cowboys, Lincoln Financial Field, give me a little prognosis. How much is it going to mean?
I think it means a lot because not only do you want to win the division, you want to win the conference because you want to get that first round bye. You want to get home field advantage because that can be the difference. New quarterback, and I think these three games are going to be great for Nick, just getting into the whole swing of it, going into the playoff stretch. I think it's going to be great, but getting the home field in the playoffs, I think could be huge for this football team.
Three-game road trip for the Eagles winds up on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. So we take a look at the opponent on Sunday, the struggling New York Giants. Our first look presented by Whip Lee. And Mike, the Giants, well, they're playing out the string. Let's be honest here. It has been a tumultuous season for them. Coaching change, quarterback bench, quarterback reinstated. Yeah. And then they go and they play Dallas last week, and it's 10-10 in the fourth quarter. And you think, well, maybe the Giants are going to have a little late season surge here. And then splat. Do they have anything left in the tank for the Eagles?
They have something, but I don't think it's enough. You know, the Giants are a struggling football team. They've struggled all season long. They've got two wins, I think. And the biggest issue that they have offensively is that they can't protect the quarterback. The offensive line for the Giants, they've had so many problems throughout the year. They don't run the ball well. They can't protect the quarterback. You can't play offense when you can't do those two things.
It's interesting because these have been criticisms of the Giants and problems the Giants have had for years. And you wonder, why have they not fixed these problems? Why have they not addressed the offensive line? And maybe they've addressed the offensive line.
Yeah.
Ereck Flowers, a first-round draft pick, Justin Pugh. But they just haven't addressed it the right way.
I think since Tom Coughlin, this team has been going down in just a sinking ship since Tom Coughlin left the building. There was some talent there, but they haven't been able to replenish the talent. And I really believe it's because of the leadership, meaning that there's no longer Tom Coughlin. He's somewhere consulting with some other teams that are starting to grow and do better.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they need a Tom Coughlin. Even if he's not on the sideline coaching every day, they need that type of experience around there, a guy who can look at the issues and see the future a little bit and be able to correct things that they're going to have problems with.
With all that said, Mike, I think back to week three, Lincoln Financial Field. It took a 61-yard field goal from Jake Elliott to beat the Giants. They showed a lot of life there. I respect Eli Manning. They got the football out of his hands very quickly.
Yep.
The wide receivers made a lot of plays. Now, in that game, Fletcher Cox went down. Jordan Hicks was out for a while. Eagles were banged up on defense. I just think it's never going to be as easy as we think it's going to be.
Well, that was the turning point in their season, too.
And our season.
And our season.
Yeah.
So when that kick went through, the Giants started to really sink. And this team just kind of elevated and just started playing well. But if they can go to New York, take care of the Giants, this team's in a really good position, Dave, because those last two games, whether you win them or lose them, you're in a really good position.
All right, let's talk about the quarterback, Nick Foles, replacing Carson Wentz. And it's really, Mike, the first question, not about what Nick will do.
Yeah.
It's about what defenses will try to do to Nick. What is your expectation? Will they load up the box and blitz Nick Foles?
I think that's automatic. I think when you get into obvious passing situations, they want to try and get people to Nick Foles. He's not the mobile guy that Carson was. He's not going to create the problems that Carson created for teams, extending plays the length of time that Carson could. But what they'll start to realize is that Nick will pick you apart if given the opportunity. If they don't get to him, if they don't get hits on him, then Nick will pick him apart. He knows this offense really well. He's been in this system for a long, long time. Smart quarterback, and he can certainly run the offense, throw the football.
So the coaches have said, well, there won't be a lot of changes, but there will be some adjustments that need to be made.
Adjustments?
Well, I would imagine a little bit more protection.
Yeah.
A little buttoning up the protection, not relying on the quarterback to make the plays as Carson has done for 13 games.
The supporting cast has to be better because Nick can't get you out of the situations that Carson could get you out of. So, yeah, the offensive line, they've got to play better. You might see a little more max protection in two-man route type situations where you're trying to make sure that he gets protected. You've got your best two receivers running against their secondary and trying to get open. But to me, you have to really rely and lean on your run game a little bit more. And if they can do that, and I think they can, because I think Jay Ajayi is really starting to hit his stride with this offense running the football, I think that could be a huge difference. And the run game coupled with the defense, realizing that they need to, at this point, pick it up a notch, that's the formula.
Mike, how do you defeat 8-man boxes with the run game? Is it just a matter of blocking it up?
It's a matter of blocking it up. And here's the thing about that, Dave. If you're able to crease an eight-man box, you're missing a man in that secondary. So if you can get a Jai to the second level, then there's going to be a lot of trouble and a lot of those long runs for this offense if you can crease that eight-man front.
Anybody on the Giants defense scare you? Good front? Good run stoppers? Damon Harrison?
So I think their front seven is pretty good. But they're not getting it done. For whatever reason, they're not getting it done. Teams are moving the ball on them without any problem. Mm-hmm. And the concepts of this offensive passing game, I think the Giants have a lot of problems with.
The Eagles, obviously, in the driver's seat in the NFC playoff picture. Pressure on this football team. How will this team react to going out without the quarterback, an MVP caliber player who's having that kind of season, another big blow to this football team? How do you react? How do you rally around Nick Foles?
Well, I think you look at the glass, and I do, as half full. Because I think when you have a situation like that, and they've, as you mentioned, they've had several of them, and that next guy, although this is a bigger situation of that next man in, I think everyone has to rally around him. I mentioned the defense playing better. The offensive protection. Everybody in my mind now, Dave, they've got to play better. They've got to pick it up a notch, especially when you start to get into the playoffs, because that's when teams will expose any little deficiencies that you have. So, to me, the onus is on everyone, all 53, 52 other guys, to pick it up.
Mike, the Giants, we may not see Eli Manning again. This might be the last time he plays against the Eagles. And as much as we all like to hate Eli Manning, he has won two Super Bowls. He has given the Eagles some fits over the years. And the Eagles have also had his number. Any problems, concerns that you have Eagles defense against the Giants offense?
Not really. I give a lot of respect to Eli. I think he's a very good quarterback. I think he's been solid throughout his career. But, again, to me, it goes back to the big guys in the trenches. They've got some skilled players that can make plays, but if they're not winning at the line of scrimmage, they can't win. And I don't think the Giants can win at the line of scrimmage against Fletcher Cox and the rest of these guys that the Eagles are going to trot onto the field.
Love to hear that. That's our first look at the New York Giants presented by Whipfly. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. Mike and Ike, a progress report on center Jason Kelce, who's having just a terrific football season. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every classic hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouthwatering meatball, or a classic Italian hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious classic hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Whee!
Today's the day!
Woohoo!
There's the second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania.
Am I late?
Just in time. Nice.
holiday scratch-offs from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Oh, things just got very merry. Keep on scratching.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you. The offensive line has been outstanding this season, and one of the players leading the way, center Jason Kelce, he's the subject of our FanDuel Progress Report.
Well, Q, Progress Report brings us to Eagle center Jason Kelce, a veteran.
Yes.
But he shows that you can get better with age. Jason Kelce back to playing at a Pro Bowl level, man. Let's watch him in this game. And here's the thing that we have to look at with Jason. I talked about him playing back at a Pro Bowl level. It's the run game, right? This run game is humming. Yep. And it's because of his versatility in the blocking game that allows the Eagles to do multiple things with the backs.
I'm glad you touched on the versatility, because that's what he is. That's what he brings to this offense. Ability to do so many things. A guy that can handle this nose. He's got to reach this nose. This is a tough block. But watch his feet. Watch how well he moves his feet to stay square on the nose, to make sure that the running back can get to the outside. He does so many things well, and you're right, that's a big reason why this offense is running the way it runs.
Yeah, Jason's ability to get out in open space and really show his athleticism is really a big key to this running game. You watch him here, you're going to see he gets a pull out, and all the running game is predicated on the backs that are in there. But how many centers do you know can pull out to kick out a defensive end?
See, that's where I think he's at his best. When he gets out on the perimeter, the things he's able to do, showing his athleticism. Like, this is Robert Quinn, one of the best outside rushers that the Rams have, and one of the better ones in the game. But he's able to get to the outside, get a hat on him, and able to create that space for the running backs. On the perimeter, he's one of the best there is.
Yeah, you watch how the running game is built for the perimeter with guys like Jay Ajayi and Corey Clement. We get this big guy in here, LeGarrette Blount. We want to get him going downhill. And here's what Jason is able to. You got a trap play, right? You got Brent Celek coming here. That's a kick out there. But Jason, up to the second level on the safety or the linebacker, is really what sets this play up, gives LeGarrette Blount a nice little hole, and then look how he finishes the block. He's still blocking downfield.
Well, and you're not going to get those downfield runs unless you have guys like this getting down the field, making sure that they get ahead on guys. That's how you get those big runs down the field.
We watched his versatility in the running game. We know how versatile he is getting out on the perimeter, blocking in space, but it also makes him a great blocker in the screen game.
Excellent.
You watch here this screen as we set it up to Corey Clement. I mean, it's because Jason's able to get out here, nice patience. He's basically just mirroring that block, waiting for that defender to commit. He doesn't commit too early, gets on the safety. Look at that. That's a pancake. Lineman love that.
Well, two things. You don't want to get down the field too fast. You want to make sure that you're there for this guy when he has the ball and he's ready to take off. So he shows the patience. He doesn't commit early, like you said. But when that timing is there, when he knows that it's time to go, he's able to put him on his back, and it gives a lot of space for Corey Clement to get down the field. Jason on the perimeter is at his best, but I like now what he's starting to do at the line of scrimmage, able to control that nose guard, able to get to the second level. So many things that he does that really makes this offense go in the run game.
We rarely have a veteran in the Progress Report, but I think it's appropriate this year. Jason having a bounce back year from last year, I think he's back to playing at a Pro Bowl level for a center.
No question.
Thank you so much, guys. Let's get you set with what's going on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. It's our Amorosos On The Menu segment, our Eagles game plan show, available for download. Make sure you also take a listen to the Eagles Live podcast. We go one-on-one with Nick Foles and talk about the situation in depth as the Eagles move forward with Foles as the quarterback. And on Sunday, it's the Eagles and the Giants. We've got you covered from start to finish, beginning with our 12:30 p.m. Exalta kickoff show, our postgame show presented by Rico, live from MetLife Stadium and the NovaCare Complex. That is our Amorosos On The Menu look for you. That'll do it for this Eagles 360. Thanks so much for joining me. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.